T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are talking today with Cecily Dion Davis. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. I love talking to Atlanta women. You are homegrown here in the ATL. So I want to first talk about you growing up. And then, of course, we've got to talk about Shrek and you playing Fiona in the musical. We have so much to talk about. But first, let's start with Atlanta. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Conyers. I went to Heritage High School Academy Performing and Visual Arts, graduated in 2019. I've spent my whole adolescent years in Conyers. Went to Honey Creek Elementary, and then I transferred to Gwinnett County with my mom because she's a teacher. So I spent my middle school years at Snellville Middle, and then went back to Rockdale to finish out my education.
So if you went to a magnet high school for performing arts, then you knew at a very early age this was something you wanted to do.
For sure. I auditioned for my first musical when I was 6. It was The Wizard of Oz, and I wanted to be a munchkin. And I had to beg my brothers to audition with me. My mom said the only way I could do the show is if my brothers did it with me. My brothers are 3 years older than me. So we went to the audition. They end up getting cast instead of me. So my heart was broken.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to all of their rehearsals, and I learned all the songs, all the dances, to the point where the director had to put me in the show because she was like, this girl knows everything. Why is she not in the show? You didn't cast me. But I persevered, and I kept on, and I ended up being a munchkin. So that's my start of musical theater.
I love it. So can you remember back to that age of being on stage and what it felt like and how you were like, okay, I want to do this forever?
Yes, I've always been very, very dramatic. So like being on the stage, it just felt like home. I got to play around and have fun in a way I've never experienced before.
And just that excitement, there's something energetic about being on stage and interacting with the audience in that way. It feels so good, right?
It really does. And then just to hear like the audience reactions to certain lines or certain songs, it just, I don't know, gives me fuel and energy. It makes me feel like I'm making a difference despite what story it is that we're telling.
Absolutely. And you have such an incredible singing voice.
Thank you.
Is that from birth? Have you worked hard on honing your voice?
I would say a little bit of both.
Okay.
I've definitely had to work at it. I've had a plethora of voice teachers. And it's just been something that I've been constantly and consciously trying to craft. I know my belt has increased, like my range has increased during my 4 years that I spent at Howard. So I'm very grateful for the training I got there. And now here we are doing it for real.
So awesome. Okay, so I went and stalked you on Instagram a little bit and got to see some of your videos, and everybody needs to follow you there, by the way.
Yes.
And here is a story I want you to tell, because you manifested your success at graduation.
Yeah.
So was that a high school graduation video or a college?
That was my college graduation.
College graduation. Okay. So will you tell everybody what you said at your college graduation?
So one of my classmates, Jasmine, she was doing a vlog and asked me and my classmates what our 5-year plan was. So I said in 2 years, I want to make my Broadway debut. In 5 years, I want to originate a role on Broadway. And in between that time, I plan on completing two regional tours. And I graduated in May 2023. I booked Shrek October 2023. So
amazing.
A couple of months after I spoke it into existence, I was like, wow, look at you, girl.
That is so incredible and such a powerful piece of advice for people. You have to say what you want to do, name your goals and go after them, but really saying them out loud can bring them into life. It really, when I saw that video, I was like, oh, goosebumps moment. That's so cool.
Yes, 100%. I grew up in a very Christian household, and we always said, you know, declare it out into the atmosphere, write it down and make it plain. And that's how I've lived my life.
So awesome. You're really open about your faith, and I love that. Tell us about how that role got started in your life. What role faith plays, and where did that spark begin?
So I grew up in the church, just as I have been acting my whole life. I've been singing and dancing my whole life. So I was a praise dancer. I grew up singing in the church choir. My grandmother, I will say, is like my main source of strength. She is my prayer warrior. Like anytime I need something, it could be 2 o'clock in the morning. It could be 2 p.m. All I do is call my grandma. I'm like, grandma, I need you to pray for me. And that's been me like my whole life, literally. So I've just been around a lot of strong individuals. My grandfather is a pastor in Atlanta as well. So I've
What's
just,
his church?
I cannot give you the name. Okay. It has fluctuated within the past couple of years.
Okay.
So I honestly do not know right now, but I'll ask.
Okay. And I'm guessing when you come back home to Atlanta, you're going to be expected to be there in the pew singing or in the choir singing.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And how do you feel like that has guided you in what can be kind of a tumultuous career? I'm sure that you've been told no. And, you know, audition after or audition, you have to stay strong. How has your faith helped you?
I feel like it has kept me like stable and grounded. Like I know at the end of the day, I don't want anything that God doesn't want for me. So instead of looking at all of these no's as rejection, I've started to look at it as redirection. Every no is one step closer to my yes. Now I don't have to bend my mind or try to think and hope that it's going to be. I know it's a no and I can release that and then keep working until I finally get my yes. I feel like it has allow for me to have faith in things that I can't see. Like, obviously, I don't know if I book an audition, but I go in there with my head held high and my best foot forward, knowing that at the end of the day, what is...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
For me will never pass me.
You are wise beyond your years, my friend. So awesome. Okay, let's talk about Shrek because you are coming to the Fox Theater
with
Shrek the Musical. Did you go to the Fox growing up and see shows there?
Yes. My first show at the Fox was Charlotte's Web when I was like 5 or 6. I had to be in like kindergarten. So it's very full circle. I just saw Wicked there in July. One of my friends, Kat, is in the ensemble. So I went to support her with my mom. And then now I'll be at the Fox in April. So it's very, very full circle.
So cool. That is just an amazing moment. And what was the audition like for Shrek? Can you take us into that moment?
It was a very interesting process, I'll say. So I came into the audition process months later than everyone else. I want to say audition started in like August, and they went through their round of callbacks and finals and still didn't find exactly what they were looking for. And they reopened auditions in October. I saw that there was an EcoCast and available, which is, let's see, Actors Access is a form, a website that actors use to find auditions. Your agents will send you auditions, and an EcoCast is like a self-tape submission. So I saw that they were looking for self-tapes, and I have a pretty close relationship with the casting director, and we had talked about Shrek in the past, and I just wanted to say, hey, like, I thought callbacks and finals were underway, like, what's going on? And he was like, actually, I want you to submit for Fiona and Dragon. Originally, I was just interested in Dragon. I just wanted to do anything, honestly. Just graduated, I'm trying to get some money in my pocket and perform. So when he said Dragon and Fiona, I was like, oh, okay, I'll record, but I knew Dragon was gonna be great. And then I submitted my videos, and my agents texted me and was like, you have a callback for Shrek. I was like, okay, Dragon. They were like, no, baby, Fiona. I said, okay. So I go to my callback, and it was like such a magical feeling. As an actor, you kind of know if you won the room over as soon as you step in. Like, you can just see like vibes and energies, and like everyone's eyes were lighting up. I was like, oh, like, hey, everyone. I don't know. It just felt like home. I did my scene, and I got a lot of direction from Danny Medford, our director. And when a director is playing with you in the room, you kind of get a sense that, okay, you're doing pretty good. Like, they think that you can be directed. You're taking this very well. So they know you're easy to work with. And I did my song, my scene. I left. They told me to wait 5 minutes. They wanted to deliberate on if they wanted me to come back the next day. I came back the next day. We did a dance call, and then they asked for 3 women to stay. They wanted us to read for Fiona yet again. So that solidified that us 3 made it to the finals. I decided I wanted to go first just because I don't like listening to other people in auditions. Like, I like to just focus on me, get it out, get it done. I don't want to be influenced by the choices that they're making. So I decided to go first, and I was like, let's get it done. I did it, and 3 days later, my agents FaceTimed me and was like, hey, Princess Fiona. I was like, oh my gosh. And that's how it happened.
So exciting. Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, who's the first person you call when you get cast as Fiona?
Oh, my dad. I called my dad. I was like, Daddy, I did it. And he was like, woo.
So awesome.
So surreal. I called my dad, then my mom, and then my grandma. And I called my grandma because she actually helped me with this audition. She was one of my readers for my self-tapes. So we were recording until like 1 o'clock in the morning trying to get this audition in. And it was just very full circle.
Amazing. It sounds like you have an incredible family behind you. That's so great. So great. I want to know about the makeup for Fiona, because you've got to go full ogre, right?
Yes.
So how does that work on stage and backstage?
Right. So it's a quick change that's about 1 minute and 15 seconds. Wow. Literally, it's at the end of the wedding scene, and Farquaad and I are about to tie the knot. Shrek comes on, is confessing his love for me, and I notice that the sun is about to go down. So I have to run away because I don't want to turn into an ogre while everybody's watching. I run off stage and literally have to hold my tendrils up. I have 2 people painting my face. I have somebody taking the wedding veil out of my head. I have another person putting gloves on my hands. And then one of the hair and makeup ladies, Cammie, she is painting my face and then gives me a mint, because then I have to go kiss Shrek. And, you know, I'm real big about hygiene. I don't want you, kiss me with no stink, and I don't want to kiss you with no stink. So they paint my face, powder my mouth, make sure the makeup is not wet. And I literally have 1 minute and 15 seconds. And then I run. Now I say, stop the wedding.
You are like a NASCAR with a pit crew.
Yes.
Coming in to change all your tires in 1 minute and 15 seconds. Oh my gosh. That's gotta be stressful. I'm sure that's one of those moments you have to rehearse for several times, so everybody knows what they're doing.
We definitely did rehearse a lot during tech. The only thing is, when we go from venue to venue, we have different help. So there are only two people from the Shrek on Tour company that helped during that quick change. But it takes about five people to make it possible. So at every venue, a local crewman will help and stand in. So like Hannah and Cammy are the two from our crew that go and tell everyone, okay, I need you here, I need you here, I need you here. And then we all just mesh together and get it done.
You just trust. You trust that everybody's going to do it. 100%. Oh my gosh. So exciting. Well, we cannot wait to see you on stage at the Fox Theater.
I'm so excited.
So much fun. Now, is your family coming to the show?
Oh, yes. My family is coming. I want to say they were.
Did they buy all the tickets?
About like 133. We have a big old section. So I'll know exactly where they are.
Awesome. And Cecily, what would be something you would want to tell to a young performer? Maybe somebody now who's in high school, or even a parent of a student who wants to perform. What would be your best advice on breaking in to this business that seems impossible to get into?
My advice for the performer that is looking to get into this industry is to never give up on yourself. No's suck and no's are hard, but they are also one step closer to your yes. That is always how I've had to look at it, and just training your brain to understand that anything that is for you will forever be for you. To keep honing in on your craft, and nothing is going to come overnight. A lot of times we can get discouraged if we feel like we can't see the tangible evidence, but if you could always see all the things that are working in the background of your life, you will never have anything to hope for or to wish for. So just to keep the hope alive, keep the faith alive, and know that your time is coming. Now, for the parents, to be patient with your daughter or your son, to support them unconditionally. A lot of times things don't happen as fast as we want it to happen. And no, we can't just go call Tyler Perry. It is not that easy. I hear a lot of family members. I was just call them. But to just make sure that your child knows that you have their back and that you support them through and through.
Great advice. Just great life advice. I love it so much. Well, Cecily, thank you for hanging out with me today. We're so excited to see you in Shrek the Musical at the Fox Theater, and tickets are on sale right now.
Thank you. So good
thank
talking
you.
To you.
And where can everybody follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at cecily.dionne, cecily.dionne. And you can follow me on TikTok at queen.cecc.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.